Fandom, Supernatural, Title, Blood on Blood, Author, Maryse, Read by, Maryse. Finally, Sam throws the cell phone across the room, and it hits one of the maps he has tacked up to the motel wall, and it waffles to the floor. He'll tape the map up later, when he scratches off another stop, and still no trickster. He's through with Texas, wonders about heading back to Florida. The jingle dies down, and Sam wonders when Bobby will stop calling. Last time, they were both drunk on vodka and chasing the shots with PBR. It wasn't talking. It was drowning, the waves lapping over his head. He doesn't want to talk, to share his feelings. He wants the hunt, the trickster melting from the inside out, staked and beheaded. His fucking head on a pike is what Sam needs. Mary, John, Jess, mother, father, almost wife, the holy trinity of love, but Sam went on, and he was still Sam without them. Dean. Losing Dean is like falling, fathomless falling into something Sam knows has always been inside of him, tangled up in the marrow of his bones, and maybe all of this time it was Dean making him Sam. He can't think. The rage never quiets, can't remember when he last looked for a hunt. Now the visions come, and he takes hunts that move him to another nameless town. Sam moves in rote patterns now. Motel bed is stretched into hospital corners, which leave him a smooth surface to lay out the arsenal. Sort, disassemble, clean, sharpen. Quicker with his Beretta, but with the knife he can get close. Slit the trickster's throat before he binds him to his current form and twists the knife in his heart. Sam shaves the blade against the stone, imagines Dean is here, bites his lower lip when he remembers the scar on Dean's hip, a knife wound from their first shapeshifter, a smooth line, almost surgical, faded to white against the patch of freckles. Unbuckling his jeans, he pulls them down to see his own smooth, unmarred skin, tender at the bone. It's conscious and precise, dragging the blade into the skin until it fills with blood, drips onto his hand and knife. The blood is warm, oxygen turning it deep red, black on his hands, like Dean's blood, and he drags the denim off completely as his cock strains for release. He palms the cut, soaking his own blood up into the lines of his hands, blood he shared with Dean, almost the same, he thinks with a moan. Carefully he lays down beside the arsenal, eye to the pearl-handled Colt 1911, and slicks his pulsating cock red. He drags his thumb across the slit, fisting to his own heartbeat. The cut aches, and fuck, it throbs, but it feels like Dean, raw, biting him up, slicing him open, and stitching him back together again. He just wants his brother back, imagines them marking one another up with bruises, nips that draw blood. He draws it out, slow, waiting for the slick warmth to meld into a cool stickiness, and he comes silently into his own hand, teeth to his tongue, more of his blood, more Dean. The Colt doesn't fit his hand, but it feels safe laying on his chest. Red smears marring the glossy pearl, barrel nuzzled to the dip in his throat. After cleaning the incision, Sam admires it in the bathroom mirror. It's so close to Dean's, almost exact. His hand flutters over the burn on his shoulder from last month, the puncture wound to his thigh from 3 weeks ago. Almost the right size, shape, but too new, not even close to the real thing. But they'll do until he can carve all of Dean back into his skin. The end.